Will Gethin, how are you?
I'm good, Steve. Bit of a cold, but yeah, bearing up.
Will, Conscious Frontiers, tell me a little bit about it.
Conscious Frontiers, as the name might suggest, is about promoting organisations, individuals, people who've got interesting messages, who are exploring new frontiers or pushing new frontiers of, I could say consciousness, that might sound a little bit highfalutin, but in a way just helping to create positive change in the world, social change, well-being, spirituality, all these kind of things. So I have clients like Resurgence and Ecologist magazine, the oldest sort of green magazine in the UK, Colour Fest, a yoga festival, and doing some work with a guy called Alan Heeks, who runs an amazing woodland, where he runs courses in resilience and well-being, learning from nature. And so promoting these kind of things. William Bloom, who runs courses in spiritual development. So that's PR side, but then also I've done occasional events. We've spoken before about the Future Now Spiritual Ecology Conference I organised in Bristol. Recently, my latest thing is doing Hero's Journey events, which is taking the mythical template that Joseph Campbell, the mythologist, created back in, gosh, probably about the sort of late 1950s or something. He discovered that all myths have one great story at the heart of them. He called it the monomyth, where the hero or protagonist goes off on an adventure. He goes to a special world. He goes through all sorts of trials and tribulations. He comes back transformed by the journey and with a gift or some new insights to share with the world back home or his community back home that helps improve them and their lives in some way by his having changed from the journey. And so, yeah, we've just done two retreats this year, two men's retreats so far. One in Hazel Hillwood with my client Alan Heeks, I just mentioned, down in, near Salisbury. The second one was in a woodland near Gloucestershire with a friend of mine called Sam Bloomfield, who's an amazing psychotherapist. And the next one will be mixed in April, I think, but we're still trying to tie down a date for that. But the feedback has been amazing and people have been really enjoying them, and we're really excited about doing more of them because there's clearly a demand for the work.
We live in a society, we live in an age where people are constantly walking down the street, they're looking at their iPhones, their iPads, their tablets. They go home, they're on their iPhone, the tablets and all. And it seems to be constant. Do you think what you're offering is a way to get away from all that, even if just for a few moments?
Well, it's interesting you say that, Steve, because as it happens, Alan Heeks runs courses for people working in frontline services, really stressed out doctors, care workers, people working in sort of NGOs, charities, where there's often very little budgets and they're getting tighter and tighter and their hours are longer and longer. People are tied to their screens. He's been doing a lot of research into how nature helps with that. So you get people from frontline services, from those sort of jobs, into the woods for a few days, and that really helps to counteract all those stress problems. Nature being around trees really, really helps to unwind and de-stress and bring that sense of well-being back. Yeah.
And as you said, you've got some of these workshops coming up probably in April, I believe you said. Will, can you tell us about some of the things that happens during the workshops that take place with nature in the forest?
Yeah, so we've basically condensed the original Hero's Journey template from 17 stages down to 5 stages. So we roll with a call to adventure, which is about people working out what it is they want to work with on the retreat. So their intention for the journey, where do they want to get to? It might be a new goal, something they want to achieve, or a new dream, or a step in their life that they're we invite them to say, look, I can let go of all these fears and reasons why I'm not going to do that thing, and I'm going to just go for it and be bold and follow my bliss. As Joseph Campbell said, he was famous for his mantra, follow your bliss. He later corrected and said what he really should have said was follow your blisters, because follow your bliss can sound very hedonistic and selfish, like, oh, I wanted to go and be a famous person or be really high or something. But actually, follow your bliss really means doing the thing that you really love can often bring up a lot of challenges and a lot of difficulty, and you grow for those challenges. And that's when the bliss becomes hard won and all the more blissful through those challenges.
Sure.
So you transform for the challenges and the bliss is stronger. So yeah, we have the call to adventure. We help people set their intention. Then they go on the road. We call it on the road, where they have a chance to meet a mentor, perhaps in the old stories, which might be a wizard or a hermit. In this case, it's about just getting support from the group and discovering positive qualities in themselves that they can use. And the last one, we actually went for a wild swim in the lake, which is incredible, and did some breathing exercises as well. So people summoned positive qualities, went into the water, came out really sort of, wow, that was amazing. So we summoned positive qualities for the journey. They then had to release them, went to the sauna, and let go of anything they wanted to let go of that was standing in the way of them moving forward on their journey. And then we had the dark wood stage, and that's like the ultimate challenge, meeting your fear, the thing, the fear, the challenge, the obstacle that stands between you and you following your bliss and getting to where you want to go. And that can often be something in yourself that you need to meet, like, you know, lack of confidence or something in yourself that you need to overcome. And in Star Wars, for example, Luke was put on a test by Yoda once, where he was in this sort of like almost like a trip, but he saw Darth Vader with his mask, and under the mask was Luke's own face, and he saw his own darkness in Darth Vader, and he had to accept that that was part of him, and that he had to embrace that part of aspect of himself to move forward. So in the Dark Wood, it can be about really meeting yourself actually. Mm. And
am I going to be able to survive by turning off my iPhone?
Your iPhone will be off the whole way. Yeah, that's great. So anyway, in every challenge, there's also the gift. And Jung, who actually was the first person who really sort of, in a way, trailblazed the hero's journey, the in-depth psychologist Jung, he always said that the gold is in the dark. In every dark, difficult place or challenge in life, there's always the gift. In very simple terms, the silver lining in the cloud. Mm-hmm. Things get better when they've been bad. And so we help people to find the gift in that challenge that they've been through, or that they've modelled in the wood that they can apply in real life afterwards. And so find that gift. And then we look at the return and how you're going to adjust when you get back outside again. You've learned, you've been on this journey. What have you learned? How are you going to be able to process and really integrate the changes you've been on the journey? Are you going to take some space and some time for yourself just to really relax and integrate what you've been through? And in the return from the Wizard of Oz, Dorothy says there's no place like home. She finally gets back home again, but she doesn't mean home in the literal sense. She's talking about she's now at home within herself at the end of the journey.
Now, the Wild and Well Wellbeing Festival coming up next weekend, 20th, 21st. You've actually got a workshop that you're running on the 20th, on the Saturday.
Yeah, on the Saturday between 1 and 2, Alan Heeks and I, who's a natural happiness author, who founded this woodland 30 years ago, the one near Salisbury, Hazel Hill Wood. He and I are going to be guiding people through just a short 1 hour, I think it's 50 minutes officially, actually, session, taking people through those five stages: the call to adventure, on the road, the dark wood, the gift, and then the return. And there'll be some exercises and some fun things we can do. We'll include a bit of psychodrama, a bit of visualization, probably a bit of singing, a bit of chanting, and we'll give people a taste of following their bliss and moving through the stages of the hero's journey.
What type of person do you think would engage with this type of workshop?
In a real sense, anybody, actually. In our lives, we're all on these hero's journeys. We're all living them every day of our lives. Mm. And when you discover the journey and you really understand it, and you kind of go, wow, this is completely mirroring my life. I've been on this journey. I went through that phase and I went through these challenges. So anyone who sort of recognises that pattern will be really fascinated and interested. But it can be useful for people in healthcare. It can be useful for writers and creatives and artists for their work. But really, it's up for anyone who's interested in really getting to the heart of what their existence is about, what they want to do with their lives, what's going to make them feel the most fulfilled, have the most meaningful life. And if that's something that's important to you, then that kind of workshop is going to be really juicy.
That's important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And empowering as well, I would have thought.
Definitely empowering, yeah. About finding ways to beat that resistance that's always there in the background, that's stopping us from, and sabotaging us all the time. It's the demon of resistance, so it's about overcoming that demon. And often the overcoming isn't about overcoming, it's about embracing it and making friends with it.
The workshop is at 1 o'clock, I believe, on Saturday the 20th.
Exactly.
Where can people find where you are?
I've never been to the venue, but it's called We the Curious. It's where the at Bristol Science Museum used to be.
Millennium Square, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I haven't been before, so I can't give you an amazing sort of an explanation map. Okay. But I would say simply the easiest way to find it, the Wild and Wealth Festival website is probably very crowded and difficult to find different things. So there's so many different events happening. But maybe the simplest way to find this would be go to consciousfrontiers.com/events, or just go into the website and find events, and then you'll find Wild and Well Festival in my list of events, and from there you'll be able to click on it and go straight to the event and find the details.
So once people pay their fee and get a wristband, they will be able to come and take part in your workshop?
Yeah, I think you get your ticket for the festival. I'm not sure how it works for the day or whatever it is, and then once you've got that, you can come to whatever events you want, I think.
We wish you well for the event. We hope lots of people turn up, and we hope they all leave feeling empowered and positive. Will, thank you very much for talking to us about this amazing event, and we wish you well. Thank you very much indeed, Will Gavin.
Thank you very much, Steve.